Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Kathy, please don't say anything.
I won't. I got it all wrong anyway. I thought you were seeing Michael last night.
Well, I wasn't. It was Mike.
So, can I at least ask how it went?
It was fine.
So you had a good time then?
Yeah, on the whole. But I did get a bit upset.
Why? What happened?
It was all too much. And I now know that I can't see both of them.
Oh, I see.
I just didn't realise how much Mike meant to me.
I thought you were keen on Michael.
I was. And honestly, Kathy, I do really like him. And when he first asked me out, I was over the moon.
I know you were.
And he's kind, generous, and he really is a lovely man.
So, why Mike?
The feelings haven't gone, Kathy. After all this time, I still feel the same about him.
But I thought you two were nothing more than a fling.
No, not really. Well, I sort of convinced myself it was. And you've got to remember, he was married, and I don't do married men.
But Penny, Michael adores you. Anyone can see that.
That's why I can't go out with him.
But, well, forgive me for saying this, I thought you'd drop Mike. Remember, he's the one who disappeared without telling anyone.
I know. But you see, here I go again.
Oh, Penny, don't. Look, I'll have Michael. Sorry.
It's not funny, Kathy.
No, I mean it.
What?
Oh, no, that was a joke. Oh, you know me, I always say the wrong thing.
You like Michael, don't you?
Well, yeah, he's all right.
Oh, for goodness sake, what do you like? That's why you kept saying I mustn't muck him about.
Well, you shouldn't, should you?
But you didn't think I'd give him up. But now... Wow, I'll be doing you a favour.
Well, he might not ask me out.
No, but he might. Oh, for goodness sake. No.
Good morning, darling. Did you sleep well?
Yes, thanks.
Good. Now, I know it's a few weeks off, but please remember that we're going to the Christmas market at the end of the month.
What, at Osborne House?
Yes.
Oh, but I was thinking of going with Petra and Alice this year.
But you can't. We always go together. Who would I go with? I can't go by myself.
Okay, so I'm going then.
You look how I feel.
No, you don't. You don't live with my mother.
Oh, so what she said this time?
What doesn't that woman say?
Oh, Amy, phone your dad. Have a chat with him. He'll make you feel better.
I can't phone him when I feel miserable.
Of course you can. He'd definitely want to hear from you.
Well, I might later. I'll see.
Amy, your parents don't want you to be unhappy.
Well, one of them has a very funny way of showing it.
Penny, don't bite my head off. But Debbie asked me to ask you to put these out.
So why didn't she ask me herself?
I don't know. Who knows what she thinks. So while I'm here, tell me, how did last night go?
It was good, OK. The pub was fine, the grub was great, and the conversation flowed.
Yeah, Penny, I was only asking. Everyone here seems to be in a really bad mood today. Do you know, it's days like this that I wish I could retire.
So do I, Jim.
Oh, sorry, Millie. I didn't mean to get in your way.
Oh, Connie, we need two more lasagna and a quiche, please.
OK, is the quiche with fruit salad?
Yes, it is. Where's Millie?
Oh, I don't know. She was here a minute ago. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, Millie, can I have a toasted cheese sandwich, please? What did she say?
She said you must write it down.
Oh, I did.
So, are you here to say sorry?
Yes, I am, actually. Sorry, Jim, I didn't mean it.
I hope not. Honestly, is it a full moon tonight?
Why?
Well, because I said everyone's in a bad mood.
Well, you're not. And what about Michael, is he?
Don't know, actually. I haven't seen him. Are you OK?
Yeah. Why?
Well, when I asked you about last night, you practically bit my head off, which isn't like you, Penny. And I was only asking because I care about you. As a friend, that is.
Not good. We had a lovely time, OK?
Oh.
So what's the problem?
Well, are you then still going out with Michael tonight?
Yes, I am. And have you got a problem with that?
No. You do what you want to do, Penny. All I know is that Michael can't wait for tonight. It's all he seems to talk about.
Right, it's all ready to go. Do you want me to take them in?
Yes, please. It's table 6.
OK.
Millie, can I have a word, please?
Amy, are these yours?
Oh, yes, thank you.
And don't forget to phone your dad, OK?
Yes, I will.
Promise?
Yes.
Good. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, bye. Hi, Alice. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Are you all right?
Yeah. Look, how do you feel about going to Tiger's nightclub tonight?
Yeah, that's a good idea. What time?
8. And I'll ask Petra too.
Are we celebrating anything?
No. Look, I'll see you at 8. Bye.
Jim, I haven't got the time, honestly.
Look, I'll be quick.
Oh, go on then.
All I want to say to you is, have a good time tonight.
Is that it?
Well, no, it's not. Look, if you need someone to talk to, you can phone me at any time, all right?
Oh, thanks, Jim. But I don't think I'll need to.
Well, if you do, I'm here to listen.
OK.
Yeah, I mean it. You haven't been yourself all day. So if there's something on your mind, you can always talk to me.
Helen, don't forget to get the cream for tomorrow.
No, I won't.
Did you see that woman's face when she left?
No.
Grace, you almost snarled at me.
No, I didn't see anything. She didn't say anything when she paid, so I don't think there was anything wrong.
Oh, well, maybe that was her normal expression.
Well, don't worry about it. As I say, she didn't say anything to me.
Sorry, I've just got to send this text.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nothing important. I've been waiting to hear from Penny.
Oh, I see. Is she seeing your brother?
How do you know that?
Oh, someone told me. I can't remember who it was, though.
Well, we're supposed to be meeting up.
What, tonight?
Well, I thought that's what we planned, but I may have got it wrong.
Oh, well. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
OK, bye.
Bye, and have a good evening.
Have you finished in the bathroom?
Yes.
OK.
Penny, about last night.
Don't worry. We can talk about it another time.
All right. So, are you still going out with Michael tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I just thought you might have cancelled, that's all.
Well, I didn't. So, excuse me, I've got to get ready.
OK.
This is all very nice.
Well, it's not quite the same as last time.
Oh, Michael, this is great. Oh, look at the flowers, aren't they pretty?
Yes, very nice. So would you like some bubbly to start?
Oh, that would be lovely. Oh, don't. Don't tell me it's your birthday.
No, nothing like that. I just know it's your favourite.
Oh, Michael, are you sure?
Yes, of course I am. Oh, have you got enough room there?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, we can move along if you like.
No, here's fine, honestly. So tell me, how are things? Because you always seem so blooming busy.
Well, it is that time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, tell me about it. Everyone wants one of those stupid sparkling reindeer.
Well, I didn't order them.
I didn't think you had somehow. But they're very popular, you know.
Well then, it seems most of the general public have a different taste of Christmas decorations than I do.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Thank goodness.
Oh, here comes the waiter. Oh, that's a thought. I hope they do sell champagne.
He's nice.
Oh no, he's got far too much ego.
How can you tell?
He's got that look about him.
So, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's the last one for me.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Petra, are you in for another?
Yeah, if you want.
You'll get hammered.
Well, that is my aim, you know.
Well, it's up to you.
Now, he's nice.
No, he's all mine.
Come on, Amy, tell us. Who do you fancy?
I fancy another drink. I won't be a minute.
She's drinking too much.
Oh, leave it out. That's why we're here.
Well, she'll be ill if she carries on like this.
Oh, for goodness sake. Alice, listen to yourself. You sound like her mother.
Oh, you are funny, Michael.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so. You're such fun to be with.
Well, that's nice to hear. Yeah, I think we get on pretty well, don't we?
Oh, yeah. And we certainly have the same sense of humour. I nearly died laughing when you said about your colossus.
Oh, that. Well, it seems funny now, but at the time it was awful.
Oh, I bet it was. But now we can laugh about it.
Yeah. I think we'll have a good time together. Do you?
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed tonight.
So have I. But...
But? Michael, what's wrong?
No. There's nothing wrong. I just think that because we have such good time as friends, we should keep it at that.
What do you mean?
Well, let's keep it then that we go out now and again, maybe even with Kathy and Jim. Now, that would be good.
Michael, you know, don't you?
Yes, Penny, I do.
I'm so sorry.
You do not need to be sorry, Penny. As I say, we'll stay good friends.
I hope so.
Of course we will. Nothing will change that, Penny.
Michael.
Hello, you two.
Jim, Kathy, what are you doing here?
Well, we thought we'd join you, if that's okay.
Well, I don't know if that would
yes, of course you can. Go on, sit yourselves down.
Penny, don't look horrified.
I don't. I just didn't know you were coming here, that's all.
Oh, I must have forgotten to say. Sorry.
Well, it's great to see you both.
Oh, you've had champagne.
Yeah, but we're having wine now.
Oh, I love champagne.
Yeah, so does Penny.
I take it there's none left.
No, there's not.
So you don't mind us joining you, do you?
No, it's fine. Well, we've finished eating.
Oh, that's good, because we're not eating.
Oh, well, then you may not be able to sit here if you're not eating.
Oh, I may have some chips.
All right, well, excuse me. I'm going to the ladies.
Okay, I'll come with you.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, no problem. Was the timing okay?
It was perfect.
And did you reach an understanding?
Well, yes, we did.
And are you happy about it?
Yes.
So, time to move on then. No more Penny.
Oh, no, Jim, you don't understand. I'm going to wait for Penny. I don't care how long it takes. When those two finish, and they will, I'll be there for her.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.